Welcome back in to Bet on Chicago. And our final guest this evening is Jonathan Davis, the resident hockey expert at VSiN. And what a perfect time, as we are just about to start the NHL playoffs. Stanley Cup playoffs starting earlier today as this airs Saturday night on Holy Saturday with two Western Conference matchups. Jonathan, thanks for taking the time on a good Friday.
Always a pleasure, Mike. It is the best time of the year.
All right, there's two first-round series where my numbers are way off from the line, right, from the odds. And I want to go through both series with you to see get what your thoughts are. And the first one is the battle for Ontario, with the Atlantic champs Toronto taking on the Ottawa Senators. My numbers say that the Maple Leafs should be about 240 in this series, Jonathan, and having about a 78% chance of winning it. But yet the market only at $1.75. I get back plus 150 right now at Circa on the Senators. I know the narrative about the Maple Leaf playoff failures is in people's minds, but do you think this series is appropriately priced at 175?
Kind of conflicted on this one, Mike, because, you know, I've actually gotten in a column I wrote today for VSiN, I picked Toronto to go to the finals strictly, Mike, on the price. I mean, I love the price. I think they were plus 750, and I think that's too good. But by the same token, I don't trust their two best players, because I've said countless times, they like to win, they don't hate to lose. And until I see that they hate to lose, it's hard to back them. Plus, you got to look, you know, you look at what how Ottawa handled Toronto during the regular season. So I kind of get it. I think that if we were getting closer to the number that you suggested, I don't think it's wrong. I just think that there'd be too much money coming in on Ottawa.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's true if you got Ottawa at 210 or 205. The other series is the Oilers and the Kings. And, you know, I have a future on the Kings. And I still rebet them here as the dog in this series. Having home ice, my numbers said the Kings should be $1.20 favorite. They're minus 105 with the Oilers $1.15. Did you play this series, and what do you think of the Oilers being favored?
Okay, again, I played the Kings because I like the number. It's the best Kings team that Edmonton will have faced in their 4 years now, in meeting against each other in the playoffs. The big question for Edmonton is who plays? Because, you know, we believe that Connor McDavid's going to play game one. We believe that he's going to be back. There's a good chance that Evander Kane is back. That he'll be available. You know, this Oilers team is healthy. Is it going to be good enough, you know, to beat LA, which has been playing, which played playoff hockey all year long? I could only bet LA. I can't make a case to bet Edmonton. I just think that, I do think LA is the better team, but, you know, it is hard to go against Connor and Leon. I just think that, you know, right now the better goalie's in Los Angeles. Stuart Skinner has played better, but for me, I like the price with LA, and it pains me because I'm a guy that is not a big LA fan.
Let's go back to post-trade deadline and let's say the week past that. Could you ever imagine that the Avs as the 3 seed in the Central would be $1.60 favorite over the Stars as the 2 seed?
No, I couldn't. But by the same token, like, have you ever seen a team that has rebuilt itself on the fly like Colorado? They've gone through 6 goalies this year. You know, that's, I think there's only like 4 or 5 other teams that have ever done that in NHL history that have made, and I think that have made the playoffs. Then you look at how they've rebuilt their center position. I mean, they added Charlie Coyle and Brock Nelson. That's their 2-3. Like, teams would be dying to have, you know, what they've got down the middle. Oh, and Gabriel Landeskog is coming back for round one. So, I mean, it's hard. I mean, they are as deep as they will ever be. I could never imagine that a 3 would have been favored over 2. But by the same token, look at the injuries on the Dallas side. You've got the Heiskanen injury. And if we believe that he is not playing in round one, you know, there's a guy that's 30 minutes of ice time. You can get away with that in the regular season. You can't do that against, you know, a team like Colorado come playoff time. And then Jason Robertson gets hurt the last game of the year. I mean, that is huge for them. And then, you know, on the other end, do we get the Jake Ottinger that played 2 years ago? Or, you know, look, Dallas has lost seven straight heading into the playoffs. They gave up 34 goals in those seven games. It's been really ugly. I just think that they've been exposed with not having Heiskanen back there because it's put too much on the other defensemen that they've got on their roster.
Yeah, remember before the seven-game losing streak, they were giving up 40, 45 shots a game and still winning.
Yes.
Right? And then it finally caught up to them during this streak. They made that switch of rotation, DeBoer did, and he put DeSmith in that Saturday game of the week against Pittsburgh because he wanted to play Ottinger in the second half in his native Minnesota. They blow the lead against Pittsburgh. Ottinger gets beat. And as you say, then they blow a three-goal lead to Vancouver, and they've lost seven straight. I don't know the mental state of this team. I know that you don't want to give up 40 shots a game to the Avs. I bet an Avs sweep at 13-1 for some pizza money.
Yeah, I don't think that that's off. I wasn't as bold as you. I did bet Colorado to win in five and in six just as insurance, but I couldn't argue with four. I'll tell you, the other prop that I would play is over saves for who's ever in Dallas, if it's Ottinger likely in goal, because I think just the volume of shots he's going to see.
All right, let's switch to the East for a minute. Much anticipated battle in Florida between the Panthers and the Lightning. But it seems like the Panthers are going to be the healthier team heading into this matchup. Panthers, $1.20 favorite, even money on the Lightning. Your thoughts on this series?
Well, I think the Matthew Tkachuk health is a big question for me. You know, we don't know. My understanding is he's been flying all around the world trying to figure out how to deal with this groin injury. That's a significant loss for a seven-game series, no question. Now, look, they're still pretty deep. But they're also going to be without Aaron Ekblad for the first two games. He'll be serving the end of his suspension for the performance-enhancing drugs. That's, again, against, you know, you could get away with these things regular season, but when you're playing elite teams, I think it becomes tougher to overcome. I like Tampa in this series. I just think that there's too much wear and tear on Florida. Now, it will be interesting. We are going to see that line of, what, Tkachuk, Bennett, and Reinhardt. That's going to be pure nastiness, but Tampa can handle that. I think that Tampa is, I think they're in a good spot. You can't argue with the goaltending. You've got guys like Gensel. And, you know, for me, Nikita Kucherov has made a pretty good case to be the MVP. I still think Leon Draisaitl gets it, but I did bet Kucherov at 25-1 with a little bit of pizza money a little while ago.
Let me ask you this from a betting perspective.
Yeah.
The Lightning are around 10-1. You can find 10-1 in the market to win the cup. Is it better to bet the Lightning at 10-1 or to bet both Vasilevskiy and Kucherov at 30-1 for Conn Smythe?
I would probably bet both those guys at 30-1 for Conn Smythe. Yeah, I far better.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Tampa gets there, it's going to be, I mean, maybe Jake Gensel sneaks in. I just think that Kucherov drives the bus. So for me, I would handle it that way.
I asked you this question a couple of weeks ago, but we didn't know the pairings yet. Which of the four wildcard teams, the Senators, the Canadiens, the Wild, or the Blues, are most likely to win their first round series?
I'm going to go now with Montreal. I think that Washington is vulnerable, you know, from the standpoint that, look, they've given up three or more goals. I think it's now 12 of the last 14 games. Now, granted, the last two games, they were using their third and four-string goalies. But still, you know, they weren't using those for the other, you know, 10 or 11 games. So definitely concerns there. They haven't been playing playoff-type hockey really, definitely since the Four Nations when the Ovechkin charge became serious. Montreal's been playing playoff hockey for 2 months. I think they're in a good spot. I'm interested to see. I think that Vegas beats Minnesota, but I think that, you know, now the Wild are healthy. It's not going to be easy. But I don't know. Look, I still bet St. Louis in game one over Winnipeg. I'm going to just start there with St. Louis.
I took the Wild plus 2.5 games because I think they stretch this to six. I really do. They're healthy. Their power play is good. They have the best player on the ice. Vegas just doesn't make any mistakes. They don't take penalties. They don't give up odd man rushes, right? But the Wild are a good road team too. I think that series will go longer than people think. Okay, how about this question? Which division will the Stanley Cup winner come from?
Ooh, which division will the Stanley Cup winner come from? Well, okay, I I mean, I pick Vegas, so I have to say the Pacific. I don't think it's going to come from the East. I really think it's going to be Vegas or Colorado, and I know that's a lot of chalk there. I do find it interesting, though, that Winnipeg and Washington are 7th and 8th on the odds boards to win the Cup, the top two teams in the league. And Washington, in theory, has a much easier path than a lot of other teams.
The Jets have really gotten bet down at Circa in the last month. They're now the 5th choice. Okay. Behind the Hurricanes and Panthers, two teams in the East are the co-favorites. But I know Jeff Davis is really high on the Hurricanes. So
I know, I don't get it.
But that's what keeps the odds low, right? He doesn't want to give out bets on the Hurricanes because he loves them for some reason. Then the Avs and VGK are the third choice. And then the Jets have really come down from 11-1 to essentially 8-1. So money has come in upon them. I know you said the Canadians with the Capitals being vulnerable because of Logan Thompson and their defense. Any other, when we have about a minute left, Jonathan, any other thing surprise you think will shock the general public in the first round or an upset that you think people don't see coming?
I still think at the price St. Louis is worth it. You know, I think that they're built for the playoffs. The Jets won 3 of 4 from them. One was in a shootout, but at the value on St. Louis to me is really good. So, but I still like Montreal as the team that, you know, that's still my big dog choice that I would make.
Jonathan, it's always great to talk to you. I'm sure we'll speak again in a couple of weeks as the Stanley Cup playoffs are underway. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, to Bet on Chicago. Have a very blessed Easter tomorrow, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.